Remarks of the President to a group of Congressional Medal of Honor winners from the Rose Garden of the White House, May 2, 1963.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to express my great pleasure at welcoming our most distinguished American citizens to the White House. The Medal of Honor represents the strong feeling of admiration for your service to your country. This, in many ways, represents a return visit to you. For while the Medal of Honor was established 100 years ago, during our most bloody war by President Abraham Lincoln, at the turn of the century, President Theodore Roosevelt determined that it should, when possible and appropriate, be given by the President of the United States here at the White House. So many of you have been here before and been decorated by President Wilson, President Roosevelt, President Truman. We are delighted to have you here again. And coming here today, you honor us. There are 290 Medal of Honor men living, and 240 are with us this afternoon, which is the largest number, I believe, that have ever been gathered together. And I think it's most appropriate that you come on this occasion when we honor all of the military who serve our country here and around the world. Not many Medal of Honors have been won, if any, in this country in this century. There are thousands of Americans who lie buried all around the globe who've been fighting for the independence of other countries and, in the largest sense, for the independence of their own. So we're very glad to have you here. In honoring you, we honor all those who bear arms in the service of their country. And we're particularly glad that so many of your wives came, because we honor them also. One of the most difficult tasks and responsibilities of any President of the United States is the letters which are sent to the next of kin. And in the last year, I've sent a number, particularly those who have been lost their lives in South Vietnam. I received a letter some months ago from the sister of a man who had been killed in South Vietnam, who wondered whether her brother's sacrifice had been worthwhile for a country far away, which many Americans had not heard of, in a war about which they were poorly informed. And I wrote to her, as my predecessors have written to other sisters or wives, that in the service that he rendered for the defense of that far-off country, he was defending the United States and its freedom. Perhaps most heartening of all the things which happen in the White House are the letters that come back. I received a letter several months ago from the wife of a captain who had been killed, who had this to say. "My husband," she said, "put his love of his country above love of life. He was ready and willing to lay down his life for his country. I'm very proud of my husband and want someday for his 2-year-old son and 10-day-old daughter to know what a fine man he was. Your letter," she concluded, "will help me show them when they are big enough to understand." So, gentlemen, we're delighted to have you here today, and we are very proud of you, and most of all, we're proud of what you represent, which is the strong courage of Americans and their determination to defend their country. And while all Americans can't win the Medal of Honor, and while all of them can't fight in far-off places, I hope that all are big enough and strong enough and courageous enough to support them. Thank you.